of the prophet Isaiah. Hallelujah. I met a very lovely lady right over here during the break, and bless her heart, and first time here. And I said, now I'm preaching tonight, so don't you dare judge everything about this church on what I say tonight. They got an awesome preacher that preaches here all the time. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, which are angels. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Paul, writing to the Corinthian church in the 15th chapter of Corinthians, in the 57th verse, read it with me. Read it with gusto. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody have the victory here tonight? I said, does anybody have the victory here tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. A victorious cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy, O Lord. You're worthy, O God. Thank you, Jesus. In your hearing tonight, I want to preach to you on your victory is on the train. Your victory is on the train. Amen. Would you put your Bibles down, turn to your neighbor, look him in the eye, shake their hand, smile real big, and tell them, your victory is on the train. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Jeff, your victory's on the train. Hallelujah. And you may be seated. Throughout history, monarchs have come and monarchs have gone. There's been good kings and queens. There's been evil kings and queens. But all of the royal monarchs throughout history and of the ages have worn kingly and royal robes that have flowing and long trains, much like a bridal train attached to the robe. This word train that is used in our text in Hebrew is shawl. It means to hang down, a skirt by implication, a bottom edge, a hem, a skirt, a train. This piece of elaborate cloth upon the royalty of the ages has been worn as a symbol of victory. Matter of fact, it was not uncommon for the monarch, after each battle that they fought and they won, to add another section or piece to his or her train, representing their great ability in battle and reminding everyone of their military greatness. The longer the train, the more battles had been won. And the prophet said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Hallelujah. Isaiah saw the Lord and saw that our Lord's train literally encompassed, amen, and completely filled the temple part. I'm here to tell someone this evening, your victory is on the train. Hallelujah. If you read the first five chapters of the prophet Isaiah, you will read about the judgments of God that Isaiah the prophet is pronouncing upon the people of God. Isaiah 1 and 3, Isaiah says, "The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land strangers devour in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers." It doesn't sound too good to me, does it to you? These first five chapters are filled with Isaiah pronouncing judgments like that, that's saying, "Woe unto you!" The picture is anything but a victory. It's picturing defeat. The picture is bleak at best. And the prophet is pointing to King Uzziah and telling him just exactly how the country is. But when you reach that sixth chapter, Isaiah states, in the year that King Uzziah died, that he himself saw the Lord, and he was seated upon a throne. As dark as the hour appeared in Israel at the time when Isaiah got his eyes off of the natural settings around about him, and when his eyes fastened upon Almighty God, then his whole attitude changed. It was no longer "woe unto you," it was now "woe unto me." He wasn't looking at everyone else's sinful situations. He was now focusing upon his own faults and failures. Listen, brothers and sisters in Christ, if you are addicted to the news of our day, whether by radio, TV, or internet, and you listen to the horrendous stories upon stories that are broadcast repeatedly, my friend, it can make you feel very bleak and downhearted. Does anybody understand that our nation is in trouble? Does anybody understand that our world is reeling? But then you got to understand that you and I too are living in a dark hour. Our nation is in dire need of hope, in great need of an individual as well as collective victory. It has become custom for you and I to point fingers at others that are not doing right. But from the prison house to the White House, what America is in need of, what you and I need, is like Isaiah. We need to see the Lord. Oh, somebody ought to clap their hands to God. Somebody ought to say, "Oh God." You see, my friend, Isaiah recorded for all of us to read and to understand that not only was the Lord sitting on a throne, amen, which is a seat of authority, but his train, his victory garment, literally filled the whole thing. In other words, his royal train was so long that it completely filled up the throne room. Victory after victory. Victory from the beginning of the Old Testament Garden of Eden to the last amen of the new church, the New Testament church. I'm telling you, our God is victorious. He has already conquered every battle. He is victorious in every trial. The victory has already been won. Somebody needs to convince themselves of that. I'm telling you, church, your victory is on the train. Isaiah later on in his prophecy in Isaiah 54:17, he says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Are there any servants of God in this house today? Are there any servants of the Lord? Would you stand to your feet right now? Amen. Would you thank God for his victory? Would you thank God for his promises? Would you thank God for his blessings? This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. You may be seated. Turn to your neighbor again. Shake their hand. Say, your victory's on the train. Your victory's on the train. Hallelujah. Some of you that have been going through some trials, some of you that have been going through some health issues, some of you that have been going through some financial hardships, you need to understand that your God is with you and that God will see you through, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has the God that changes not. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I don't care how much gloom and woe that you think that you have, and you're having a rough time seeing your way through. Look up, my friend. Look to Jesus Christ. You'll still see him seated upon the throne as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And my friend, if he can't fix it, there ain't nobody that can fix it. When Handel's Messiah was performed in England, in London, and they got to that part where they go, hallelujah, hallelujah, and then they get to that part that says, King of Kings, hallelujah. You all know that song, don't you? Well, let's all stand and sing. I'm just teasing. It says that Queen Elizabeth I was sitting on her royal seat there in the theater, and they got to the part where they were singing, King of Kings, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord of Lords, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody in the theater stood up in recognition and admonition, amen, that Jesus Christ is that King of Kings and that Lord of Lords. Queen Elizabeth I remained seated. It's only royal protocol that everybody else can stand. But the Queen of England, it was not protocol, Brother Demas, about them to stand or kings to stand. But I'm telling you, when you're dealing with the King of Kings, when you're dealing with the Lord of Lords, she got up from her seat and proclaimed, oh, there is only one Lord. There is only one faith. There is only one baptism. There is only one Savior, and his name is Jesus. You look to him, you'll still see him sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. Jesus said, all power, everybody say all power, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. I'll use the scripture this morning. And he said, lo, I am with you. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He is the same. He never changes. And his train is still filling the temple. Well, Solomon's temple, that's been destroyed. Zerubbabel's temple, that's been destroyed. Herod's temple, that's been destroyed. So what temple is his train filling? What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I'm telling you, his train still fills the temple. Hallelujah. You're his temple. And he is placed within each and every one of us that has received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That power, that authority, you are a walking, victorious testimony of the power of God. Stand with me tonight. One thing I like about Calvary Gospel Church, at least the times that I've been here, it's an exciting place to be. And why is it exciting? Because you're excited. Because you see, we are right down to the very end, folks. Amen. I'm not trying to tell you when I know the Lord's coming, because I don't know when the Lord's coming. But I do know this. If you look around the world, the signs of the times, there's a lot of things happening. Praise God. What I'm trying to say is, this is no time to just be religious. Did you hear what I said? This is no time for us just to be religious. This is time for us to understand. Victory is on the inside of us. His victory is his spirit. Through the power of his name. If you're emotionally down this evening, if you're fighting the blues of life, and you readily give in to the negative voices that want you to believe that you just can't win the fight, the roaring lies in your mind that you just can't do this, telling you you just can't live for God, not the way you feel, not the way you are. Well, my friend, you have a choice this evening. Either you can continue licking your own battle wounds, sitting in the depths of despair, or you can stand up and look up and see your powerful Savior with his hands outstretched, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Why? Because he is our victory! So, lay down your burdens at the altar. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. There's just no reason for a heavy heart. No need to worry anymore. Join in the time of celebration. Offer your heart to him alone. Worship his everlasting majesty with angels and saints around his throne. Praise the Lord with singing. Lift up joyful songs. Praise the Lord with dancing. He reigns victorious. His victory is intact. His power has not diminished. He is still on the throne. And he always will be now and forevermore. And his train will always fill his temple, your being, if you will but trust and obey. Come on, my brother. Come on, my sister. Your victory is ours.